Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want, and Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware.
Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. And today's guest is a familiar guest to the Aware Show listeners. Anne Louise Gittleman is our guest today. She's one of the most respected and dynamic nutritionists in America. She is a certified nutrition specialist and is the author of 17 books on nutrition and health. And the really groundbreaking one we're talking about today is called The Fat Flush Plan, which is a breakthrough weight loss system. And I will let Anne Louise take it from here, basically. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Great, great. Great to have you back on.
Oh, it's fun to be back on with you.
There is always so many good things coming from you. You were on a long time ago talking about the Living Beauty Detox Program, and another one of your books is Eat Fat, Lose Weight, and Why Am I So Tired? You were always on to the kind of mainstream questions that are going on with the health world. What is the reason that you wrote this book? Why The Fat Flush Plan?
Well, Lisa, that's a good question. The Fat Flush Plan really is an evolution of probably my previous 17 books. This is number 18. And I would say that I think it's high time that people started to, number one, welcome fat back into their diets. And it's a message which is not falling on deaf ears, because we've all noted that since fat has been taken out of our diets, Americans have become fatter. It's now suspected that nearly 80% of us may be overweight or obese. So that message really needs to be drummed into our heads. The right kind of fats not only are good for overall health, for the health of your heart, your cardiovascular system, your immune system, your beauty of your skin, hair, and nails, but they can also be potent weight loss aids. And I believe that that's one of the reasons that Fat Flush has caught on. It's the idea that you don't have to be afraid of fats anymore. You can welcome fats back into your life for health, for beauty, and even quality longevity. So the message is fats are back, but as you and I know, they've got to be the right kind of fats, of course.
Okay, now explain that. What are the right kinds of fats?
Well, that's where the story becomes very interesting.
Okay.
The right kinds of fats primarily are the ones that we know of as the essential fatty acids, and they can be found in foods like fish, and the fattier the fish, the better. So we're talking salmon here, we're talking mackerel, we're talking sardines, even anchovies, believe it or not. And, yeah, these are fats that a lot of new research has shown is extremely important for the health of the brain. And so these, you know, when your mother used to say that fish was brain food, she wasn't too far off the beaten track. I mean, these have been shown to reverse cases of bipolar disorder, as well as control Alzheimer's.
Wow.
I mean, there's some interesting research coming out of the hallowed halls of very prestigious institutions like Harvard University. So this stuff really acts almost as Prozac, but healthy Prozac, believe it or not.
That's
so
great.
So fish is good.
Fish has Prozac. That's really good.
How do you like that? Yeah, and then we've got another source of the omega-3s. You can find them certainly in fish, but for your vegetarians, we can also find the omega-3s in flax oil and ground-up flax seeds. And the flax seeds, the milled flax seeds that you either grind up yourself or you can buy in the health food store, have been known as natural tamoxifen. How do you like that? So they're very important in terms of acting almost as an estrogen modulator. If you don't have enough estrogen in your system, they'll raise it. And if you have too much, the lignans in flax seeds will transport those toxic estrogens out of the bile, out of the urine, and they're very good for women that may have any kind of estrogen-dependent breast cancers or may have a history of such things in the family. And then for the men out there that may be wanting to protect their prostate, the latest studies have shown that at least 2 tablespoons of the milled or ground up flax seeds can be very helpful in terms of preventing and even reversing certain types of prostate cancer. So we've got a lot of good things to say about fish, about flax, and then there is another good fat that you and I know have chatted about, which is botanical, the essential fats, and botanical source from either borage, evening primrose oil, or black currant seed oil. And these are the richest sources of fats known as GLA, which are very important for skin health, rheumatoid arthritis, and the prevention of diabetic neuropathy. See, each of these essential fatty acids really targets the body like a guided missile. So for beautiful skin, there's GLA. This will also help your body lose weight because it speeds up the burning of a special tissue known as brown adipose tissue. And on Fat Flush, people look good from the inside out. Their skin glows, no more makeup, no more moisturizer, and they lose weight, they lose inches. And that's because of the weight-burning or thermogenic effects of some of these essential fatty acids. So you don't have to be afraid of fat when it comes to losing weight or wanting to, well, lose inches. And these are non-stimulant, you know, so you don't have to worry about any toxic side effects.
Now, how does the body process these fats and not store them as fat? How does that work?
Well, very simply, these are the fats, primarily the omega-3s, that are the first fats that are burned when you go on a when you go on a diet or a calorie-reduced program. So they're actually burned the quickest. And even though they may have the same amount of calories, maybe 180 calories per tablespoon, they're actually burned differently. They're burned differently and have a hormonal impact on the system. So that's why these are so important, because they don't act like the other types of fats. And beyond that, these fats are extremely important, I believe, because they have these anti-cancer effects. And they will also help you in terms of improving immune function. So these have all sorts of health benefits beyond weight loss and inch loss, and as well are known as the designer foods of the 21st century. We're now feeding our chickens flax so that their eggs have a high omega-3 content.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all over the place. We've got designer dairy. People are using some of these fats topically for skincare. You'll see a lot of borage oil in some of your skincare products on the market, because there's nothing like a little bit of borage, which is that GLA-containing oil that has the ability to maintain healthy, glowing skin. The skin requires a major amount of these essential fatty acids to stay supple and smooth and retain moisture. So if you don't have enough of the EFAs, essential fatty acids, then those membranes, they can't retain moisture, and your skin gets to be very dry and very rough. So as far as I'm concerned, many of these fats are truly some of the finest internal moisturizers on the market today. And I have seen with my people on Fat Flush, Lisa, that when they start taking these right kind of fats, from the flax oil, the omega-3, to the good omega-6 and the GLA that they're taking in the form of borage or evening primrose oil, that many times their skin condition improves immeasurably. And we have had cases where rosacea has disappeared on my 2-week Fat Flush. And I must tell you that I was in, I think it was Atlanta. I was in Atlanta, and I was doing a lecture about the Fat Flush plan, because they send me around on a book tour to the bookstores, et cetera. As you know, when you interview authors, they're always on these tours. And a gal, and she's in her early 20s, she stood up and she said, "I have to tell you this very unexpected benefit from Fat Flush." She had been diagnosed with some kind of skin disorder, and her dermatologist told her that it wouldn't go away. He said, "You can expect that from your face it's going to spread to your chest and then to your lower extremities." And her acupuncturist, how do you like this, told her to go on this detoxification cleansing program known as the Fat Flush Plan. And she told me that within 5 days, that skin condition that her dermatologist said was going to spread all over the place disappeared. And she has since spread the word to all of these friends of hers that have various kinds of skin problems, because the use of the essential fats helps with acne, it helps with dryness, cradle cap, eczema, and psoriasis. So all that's very well documented. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting. So what are some of the natural sources of barrage oil for weight loss?
Well, the reality is that barrage comes either in the liquid barrage oil from the borage flowers, and it's known as star flowers, by the way. It's a star flower, a very pretty little flower. And you get it either in encapsulated form, or you get it in the oil form in liquid. Most of my followers, my fat flushers, like to take the borage, if they're choosing this as their GLA source in capsules,
mm-hmm.
and they may be taking, oh, I'd say 1 to 2, maybe 1,000 milligram capsules 2 to 3 times a day.
That is so interesting. You know what? I switched. I was taking the borage oil after birth, and it was really great because it had been recommended to regulate hormones. And then I switched to the Udo's oil. But the Udo's oil doesn't have the GLA in it, does it?
You know, I don't know very much about his oil. I know that what you need to look for is an oil that is a GLA-containing oil, not a linoleic acid-containing oil like sunflower, for example.
Uh-huh, okay.
So that's the key, because your body doesn't transform in this day and age. Most of us don't make that. It's a biological transmutation, so to speak, because of problems with the enzyme that cannot make that transference in your system. And there are a lot of metabolic roadblocks, deficiencies of nutrients will do that. But anyways, yes, not to get off the beaten track, you need a GLA-containing oil.
So,
and it's really good for your menstrual cycle. When I discovered these oils, Lisa, it was from my women, and I was living in Southern California in those days, that were using, they were using evening primrose oil. This was in the 80s, but they were all telling me how their PMS symptoms just went away miraculously, and they were losing weight. So it was like they were eating fat and losing weight, and there's quite a lot of research these days to suggest that the GLA-containing oils are extremely important in terms of regulating the female menstrual cycle, doing away with menstrual-related migraine headaches, as well as ovarian pain. So this is the thing that we need in terms of a smooth menstrual cycle, and it's terrific for those women in perimenopause and in menopause as well. The oil I like is one called the woman's oil that is a combination of the GLA-containing oils and flax oil for your omega-3s.
Okay, that's my next question. So, first of all, essential fats are not produced by the body. They need to be ingested because the body does not produce these essential fats on its own, correct?
That's the reason we call them essential. I couldn't have said it better. Yes,
okay,
very
that's good.
True. That's absolutely true.
And the essential fats are omega-3s, omega-6s, GLAs?
Well, the essential fats are primarily from two families, the omega-3s and the omega-6s.
And where does the GLA fall in?
The GLA is an omega-6.
Oh, it is?
Yes, and the richest source of GLA is borage oil. There's about, anywhere from 20-24% of the borage, which is from GLA.
Okay.
And then second to that is an oil that is very unusual but seems to work very well in terms of women and circulatory problems, and that's black currant seed oil. That's the second richest source of GLA with about 17% GLA, total percent.
Okay.
And then you have evening primrose oil, which is actually the least amount of the GLA sources.
Okay.
But, you know, when you breastfeed your kids,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have small amounts of GLA that are present in human breast milk. So
because you're ingesting them because they're not already there, right?
Well, the system is able to process a certain amount of vegetable oils into GLA, and that's one of the ways that the infants are getting, you know, a wonderful source of this anti-eczema, anti-cradle cap nutrient.
Wow.
But if your child, the interesting thing is here, that if you have a little baby that has cradle cap, you know, that itchy dermatitis on the scalp, you can pop open a capsule of the borage oil and put it right on the right on the scalp, and this will help dissipate this within 24 to 48 hours. And you can do the same thing if you have sunburn, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah, these things are so protective against skin problems. And when we're talking about, you know, getting away, you know, a wrinkled diet, the wrinkled diet really needs to be based on GLA. That's where all the research is from.
Wow. So your diet for skin and weight loss is borage oil.
Well, that's part of the component, or a little bit of black currant seed oil, as you get in this new product called the Woman's Oil. As long as you have a potent GLA source, borage and black currant are the best potentized GLA sources that your body can readily use to make your skin beautiful, to get rid of rheumatoid arthritis, and also this is protective against diabetic neuropathy. I mean, they have these meetings that occur on a regular basis. One occurred in San Diego a couple of years ago, and you have all these clinicians that get up and shout the benefits of black currant seed oil and borage oil.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, these do quite a lot of things to the system. So you need to get these oils in some form or another for overall health, not just weight loss and inch loss. And so I integrate all of these right oils, all of these good oils, Lisa, into the Fat Flush plan. You have to take a couple of tablespoons of high lignin flax oil in my program. That's part of my first two initial phases of weight loss and detoxification. And people find, for the first time in their lives, their skin problems go away, they have good nails and luxurious hair, and their menstrual cycles also regulate. I hear that all the time on my interactive messaging board. So, you know, we need an oil change in this country. Essential fats
are
an idea whose time has come.
Now, questions about the natural food sources of these oils. Obviously, flax oil and so forth, and you said fishes for your O3s, right, your omega-3s?
And the fattier the fish, the better. That's where salmon, we like wild salmon, that has the highest amount of the omega-3s, you know, without all the antibiotics that can be incurred with farm-raised fish. Yeah, so you want fish, fatty fish.
Okay.
That's a very good source of the omega-3s.
This is a funny story. My parents had, they're looking to, you know, go on a weight loss program, and they called me and they said, I want to get you this book. It's called The Fat Flush Plan by Ann Louise Gittleman. I said, yes, I know it. And there's a cookbook too, which I didn't know. You have all sorts of recipes and so forth, and this is available at Barnes & Noble, right?
Yes, the cookbook, The Fat Flush Plan, and The Fat Flush Plan cookbook. Yeah, they're both available. And the reason I wrote the cookbook is that so many people said, okay, we've got these essential oils, some of which you have to use in no-cook recipes. How are you going to get creative?
Right.
So I got creative with the help of some of my fat flushers, my veteran fat flushers.
Oh, cool.
We've got some terrific dips. We have salad dressings. We have desserts. We've got snacks. All sorts of lovely things that you can use with both the flax oil, and I even have a butter that you make with a combination of flax oil and regular butter, by the way.
Kind
of better butter, as they say.
Very
and you
nice.
Can infuse flax oil, if you'd like, with a little bit of cinnamon, and it's terrific. You know, you drizzle it on oatmeal for kids, really good to get rid of that ADD or ADHD.
Kidding.
There are lots of ways you sneak them into your whole family's diet.
That's a great idea. Can you take too much of these oils?
Well, it's a good question. Can you take too much of these oils? Like anything else, you probably can, but most people get such a satiety factor out of taking maybe one, two, some people take up to three tablespoons a day. Theoretically, we feel that you should be taking, you know, we nutritionists feel you should be taking one tablespoon of flax oil to every 100 pounds of body weight.
Okay.
So you figure it out that way. Yeah, and a little bit goes a long way. These are very potent. They're essential. And I don't know if you could really tolerate too much more because you get filled up so much faster when you're taking these kinds of oils.
Well, if you were to take them through the capsule forms, then you have to monitor in that way.
You do, and you have to take quite a few capsules, by the way. I tell my readers, and I've written this in the Fat Flush Plan, and I believe we may repeat this. I think we repeat this in the cookbook, and there's also a journal that has some information. It takes about 9 capsules to equal 1 tablespoon of oil.
Okay, great.
So on the program, if you're taking 2 tablespoons of flax oil, I mean, you're going to be popping pills all day.
Right.
That means 18 of these capsules. So I, when you're traveling, I also take, you know, I use the Health from the Sun brand personally, the little capsules. And they're really not little. They're the horse pills.
Right.
But
if, right. But they slide down easily.
But they do slide down easily. And I don't mind because it makes such a, I mean, that's where the health of the skin comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got into this whole business truly, Lisa, because of my skin. And I had acne as a kid, and then there was a little scarring. And I'd get red and pimply, you know, as many of us do during our earlier years. And so today when people say, oh, you've got such shiny, lovely, natural skin, you know, I take great pride in that, and that's because of the essential fatty acids that I take in my diet on a daily basis.
Hmm. So it's really great to know that you can actually, I mean, weight loss is a big thing, but also so is, you know, health and maintenance. It should be equally as important, although it's not marketed that way. But I like the fact that you're not, you know, talking about a diet pill or cutting back on the carbs is a good idea, but the fact that you can add fat into your diet in order to lose weight is a great concept. It's a nice relief, you know, to not have to go, all right, I'm eating a carrot in the morning and an egg. And I mean, usually diet is about lack, you know. This is adding back.
Exactly. It's a lack, and not on this program. It's adding back, and you must have these things. So I like people to know that the GLA that you're getting in that borage or the black currant seed oil, and by the way, in the book spells all of this out, you know, for your listeners.
Okay.
There are lists, and I tell you where to get some of the best brand names, and it's all listed. But the idea is that you can get thin on the right kinds of fats, and you can supercharge your metabolism and then promote the use of stored fat for energy. And we do that in the first 2 phases, you know, the initial weight loss and fat loss and detoxification phases, certainly with the GLA and the 2 tablespoons of flax oil. And then in phase 3, I introduce another fatty acid, which is not essential, but is known to be critical. And that one is called CLA. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's the latest rage in the health food stores these days because it has been shown to reduce body fat while retaining lean muscle mass. And this is a fat that used to occur quite naturally in beef, lamb, and in dairy foods and other grass-fed animals. It was once part of our diets. On the program, and you see this in the protocols, you'll take 2 tablespoons of omega-3 high lignin flax oil per day.
Okay.
And that's the easiest way to take these. So you're a stay-at-home mom right now, right?
Huh. I'm a mom, but I wish I was staying at home.
Okay. Well, let's make believe you are staying at home, and we'll make this easier for your listeners.
Yeah.
Let's take 2 tablespoons of high lignin flax oil, and then what you will do for your weight loss is get a source of GLA, and my personal favorite source these days is black currant seed oil.
Okay.
And what I would look for on the bottle is, and here's, it may get a little tricky, so you'll take good notes. 500 milligrams of black currant seed oil.
Okay.
And that will contain the proper dosage of GLA.
All right.
Enough so that you're going to be taking, I believe it's two capsules in the morning and two at night.
Okay.
That's great. Is the easiest way to do the program.
All right. Wow, this is terrific.
And there is also a new oil that I formulated for my fat flushers for those that simply want to get their oil together in one bottle.
Yes.
And be on my program. I formulated the woman's oil that we talked about, and all you would need to do is take one tablespoon of the woman's oil and one tablespoon of the high lignin flax, and you've got the fat-burning oils for the first two phases of the program.
Where do you get that?
The woman's oil, it's in every health food store now in the country.
Oh, and what is the name brand?
The name brand is Health From the Sun,
Health
the woman's
the sun.
Oil.
Okay.
And the reason I chose that company is that when you're looking for the proper essential fatty acids, you have to make sure that when the company presses the oil, that they nitrogen flush the bottle so that there's no oxygen left in there for oxidation. And this company has the most rigorous standards and is certified organic, and I haven't seen that with the other companies.
But once you open it, then it oxygenates the oil, right?
Well, the good news is, yes, that's true no matter what oil that you're taking, but with this particular company, they have an induction seal, so it helps to protect anything from leaking out of the bottle, and they put antioxidants right in the bottle to begin with.
What about the capsules, the little oil capsules?
Well, you know, you can take oil capsules as well. You mean on the program?
Yeah, or are they protected from oxidation?
They're more protected, yes, indeed, because you're not opening, you're not popping them open and putting them on something.
Right.
The liquid oil is very sensitive to air, heat, and light. So when it's encapsulated, it's more protected. The only downside is you've got to take so many.
Right. But do they come in capsules?
The woman's oil does, yes,
okay.
Indeed. And you would take 9 capsules of the woman's oil to equal that 1 tablespoon that you're going to use in terms of the no-heat recipes.
I don't mean for this to be sounding like a commercial, but I really need this information here. Okay.
Well, it's very helpful.
Sorry,
you know,
listeners.
I took all my women. Oh, we had some men, too, so I shouldn't say just
I was going to say, can men take the women's oil?
Oh, you know, it's a big secret, but yes, indeed, they can. They'll get great results just the way women do. But men always get better results because they've got more lean muscle mass, you see.
Okay.
So they can. And we took the woman's oil. It just came out on the market, and I took several bottles and brought it on my Fat Flush cruise. We did a cruise for the program, and everybody did 1 tablespoon of that woman's oil a day and then the tablespoon of the high lignin flax oil. Everybody lost an average of 4 inches. And we were only on the boat for a week.
Oh, I want to go on a cruise and lose 4 inches. I mean, usually go on cruises,
you gain
4 inches.
And you live to eat. But
right.
No. I mean, we monitored everybody pretty carefully. So
that's great.
It was a huge success because we were doing it on a cruise. I mean, they had evening buffets and they had those midnight buffets. And I told everybody, look, if you want to stay up late and look at the buffets, I mean, just look at how beautiful the ice sculpture is.
Wow.
And you pass up all the stuff. In any case, even if they cheated a little bit with our program, they lost inches. And to me, inches is where it's at. That's how you're going to be losing your fat. So, to say, I mean, I was really delighted. And so the program works. It works on cruises. It works when you're at home. It works when you're traveling. You have to just know the protocol. And if you work the program, it will help to make you beautiful, thinner, and healthier, I dare say, for the long-term haul.
On that note, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. We're talking with Anne Louise Gittleman. The name of the book is called The Fat Flush Plan, and we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Lee Sigar. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. I'm speaking with Ann Louise Gittleman. She is one of the top 10 nutritionists in the United States and, according to Self Magazine, one of the most influential healers of the 21st century. What a wonderful reward, I should say. What a wonderful honor, Ann Louise.
Well, thank you.
That's nice.
You know, when you see something that works, Lisa, you just want to spread the word, which is the reason I'm sure that you have your lovely radio program. I mean, they're ideas, they're concepts that you just want everybody to embrace.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. Get the word out. Okay, we're talking about the Fat Flush Plan here. What is the plan? What is the program? We've been talking about these great weight loss oils and health oils and oils for everything.
Well, because that's such an unusual feature of the program, but it's not the only unusual feature. On the program, we're adding the right kind of fats back into the diet, and those, of course, are the essential fats that you and I have been chatting about. And then the other unusual aspects include the use of unsweetened cranberry juice and water throughout the day. That, I think, is something unusual.
That is really bitter, too.
It's tart. Yeah, it's tart, but, you know, many people really develop a love for it, and if not, they use a little Stevia Plus, which is the sweetener I have on the program, to take the tartness away. But the reason I use the cranberry juice is because it is such a potent source of major phytonutrients and is the highest source, believe it or not, in antioxidants like the phenols that are so important in terms of disease protection and prevention.
What are phytonutrients?
They're phytonutrients that are elements that you find only in plants. And these particular ones include the anthocyanins, the luteins, that provide you with very high sources of antioxidants that help to digest, in my observation, some of the fatty waste materials that get stuck in your lymphatic system. It's kind of a secondary circulatory system. So these are highly acidic, and they do act as digestive elements that helps to move away some of the lymph stagnation that I believe is the reason that so many of my fat flushers say that their cellulite seems to be disappearing. And I hear that so much. You know, the program has been tried and true for the past 15 years, and it's not a claim that I, you know, proclaim, you know, easily or cavalierly, but it's because I hear from so many women and have seen it myself over the years that cranberry is here to stay. It's a marvelous cofactor for the liver's detoxification pathways. And cranberry, we also know, does function as a bit of a diuretic. So you're going to see some of your bloat, and your bloat and certain of those waterlogged tissues will start to deflate. Yes, it's very nice.
Bloating and cellulite. That's
And, you know, your urinary tract will be more healthful. Mm-hmm. We now know that unsweetened cranberry juice has the ability to eliminate H. pylori, that nasty bacteria that is at the root of most ulcers, as well as rosacea and glaucoma and even heart disease. So cranberry is a very important part of the program, as well as the essential fatty acids. You also will be taking organic protein. You know, I tell people that if you're going to go on my program, which is a clean quality program, then try to get your protein from animal sources as organic as possible.
Right.
And so we make a play for and a plea for grass-fed beef and lamb and fatty fish that's wild and, you know, organically raised poultry. And for our vegetarians, we allow a certain amount of tofu as well as tempeh, whey-based protein powders. And for those that may not like dairy foods, there are other protein powders that are made from pea protein that are allowable on the program. Yeah, and give you a lot of satiety and, you know, easily absorb plant protein as well. It's a little bit more challenging, I will say this, for our vegetarians, but we do have vegetarians and vegans that have embraced the program and with a few little alterations have done quite well.
Now, there is apparently a message board for people that are on the Fat Flush Plan, so it's kind of like created its own support group on the Internet, right?
Yeah, hugely successful.
What is the web?
Well, if people go to fatflush.com, which is my website,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll note, you'll see in the different, you know, the little menu section up top there, you'll see support. And under support, click onto the iVillage messaging board. It's the easiest way to get there. It's very confusing if I give you another route.
Oh, that's good.
So just
okay.
click right on through fatflush.com, and you will see that basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I have 5 community leaders that have volunteered their time because they've gotten such terrific results from FatFlush to answer questions from men and women.
Wow.
And it's all over the world right now. We get people from, the UK, the diet's really big there, and now I've seen some from South Africa that have been posting. And if they need supplies, we'll let them know where the supplies are. If they're having a bad day, we will motivate them and tell them not to be so hard on themselves. And if they need testimonials, you know, you'll see 40 women just posting, you know, within 6 minutes that they've lost their cholesterol has come down, their triglycerides are now balanced, and they have no hanging fat. When they lose weight with essential fats, they don't have the jiggly arm syndrome that you can see on so many other programs. I have type 2 diabetics that are on the program that balance their insulin. They're off of their oral medications. Many people can either reduce their intake of antidepressants or through their doctor's overview, they can also get off of them. So
great.
There have been some great, great testimonials. People go on the program sometimes just to support their liver, Lisa.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a liver supporting program. So this is a diet for all reasons.
And it's healthy and it's natural and it doesn't involve any type of pills or quick fixes and it's lasting.
Well, it doesn't involve stimulants, that's for sure.
It's educational.
We try to be very educational, and if you're going to use any kind of herbal elements, I decided you should just use this in the culinary way,
mm-hmm.
so that you're not taking any of those ephedras that are out there or any other kind of caffeinated herbal substances. You're just going to be cooking with the right kind of herbs that will help you lose weight faster, raise your body temperature, and thereby rev up metabolism. It's the reason that when you take a look at the Fat Flush cookbook, I have a whole chapter on Fat Flush herbs and spices for weight loss and health, and it includes all of the culinary and therapeutic reasons you should be using cayenne and cilantro, bay leaf, cinnamon, ginger, maybe some fennel, cloves, coriander, and turmeric, particularly in my phase one. And then phase two, we add a little oregano and a little bit of mint. And then phase three, of course, is your maintenance portion of the program. And just about anything now is allowable back to the program, but you're going to want to concentrate on those particular herbs and spices that truly target weight loss, may have a natural diuretic effect, and also can keep your blood sugar level stable. And that's why bay leaves are important in my program, and cloves, as well as a little extra cinnamon. So there's kind of a reason behind all of the seasonings as well as some of these unusual protocols.
Great. Okay, that's good. Now, the plan, getting along with that, what is the program?
So you're going to be taking unsweetened cramp. We're talking phase one, which is the detox cleansing phase that seems to be the most popular. That's phase one, 2-week fat flush.
Okay.
All right, so unsweetened cranberry juice and water throughout the day. You're going to be taking the juice of half of a lemon with a cup of hot water in the morning as well. At least 8 ounces of protein throughout the day. I do suggest you can also add to that at least 2 eggs. I like them to be free-range and organic, maybe omega-3 fed hens, you know, that lay these good eggs would be terrific. You could have one, and actually I'm allowing now up to 2 whey protein drinks, or if you don't like whey, then you could do a pea protein drink. And we talk about brand names. They're mentioned in the book as well as on my interactive messaging board. 2 fruits a day on my program, Lisa. How do you like that? This is not carbo-free, because I don't believe in just taking out all the carbs.
I was going to ask you about that.
No,
because
I think that's
vegetables.
Insane.
You can't take out.
You need antioxidants and fresh enzymes and and potassium and magnesium. And you get so many of these elements in your fresh fruits. Now, I do limit the fruits on the program, and I have people take them between meals as snacks. And these are fruits that are lower on the glycemic index so that you're not getting that quick rise and then subsequent crash in terms of blood sugar.
What are some of the ones that are lower on the glycemic index?
Oh, grapefruit would be lower, and berries, and we love berries. The more colorful, the higher the amount of phytonutrients, plant-based antioxidants. You can also use a couple of plums on my program, cherries, 10 cherries,
okay.
A pear, a crunchy apple. I mean, there's enough, and I find people just don't eat any fruit. So taking 1 to 2 pieces, you know, is a wonderful new habit to instill in so many individuals.
What about vegetables?
The program is pretty much veggie-oriented. Tons of vegetables in the form of salads or steamed vegetables, lightly sautéed vegetables, maybe in some vegetable broth or on salted chicken broth or even beef broth, because on the program you're not cooking with oils. Yeah, we've got a lot of different veggies. The green ones are the best. We do limit for the first phases in the program some of your more starchy vegetables and then just add that back after you've lost your inches and lost your weight. So all of that, you know, real food is on the program. Most people do not find that they're hungry on the program because the cranberry juice takes the edge off of appetite, I've found.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have people standing up, you know, it's like a revival meeting when I'm on the road, saying that it must be the cranberry juice, but they don't have the jitteriness and the dips and swings in blood sugar, and they're just not hungry. So that has been a blessing for those that need some sort of natural appetite destabilizer.
This sounds very well-rounded. I mean, you've thought about the fact that oils, when they're cooked above a certain temperature, become rancid, and you've thought about the fact that you need to detoxify yourself before you get into the weight loss, and you really have a good, well-rounded program here.
Well, I've tried, and it evolved, as I say, over the years, and when my first book was written, Lisa, it was in 1988, there was one little chapter in that book, which was the 2-week fat flush, and it was something that people just followed the program for years and years after, and it resurfaced in my book. You and I did an interview on it called The Living Beauty Detox Program.
Right.
But what I found was that that book was selling because people were looking in the appendix and doing the 2-week fat flush.
So this is basically what people were looking for.
That somehow, there was something about it, maybe the title that they found intriguing, and so they started doing the program, and I found that I needed to do a full-fledged book because one little chapter on the first phase wasn't enough. People wanted to know. So you've got 2 weeks. What happens after that? They wanted a maintenance program. They wanted an ongoing lifestyle program. They wanted to know what to do when they were in restaurants. How do you feed your kids when you're on the program? And are there any vitamins or minerals that needed to be augmented when you were doing fat flush? So I developed the program with all of those key aspects in mind. We got some great recipes together. Some people the recipes in both the cookbook and in the plan have been very well received by and large. They're very simple, they're very basic, and they only contain the ingredients that are truly fat flush friendly. So you're not cheating when you're cooking on these with these recipes.
Well, this is good because I like, again, the fact that this educates people. There's not a magic bullet here. You can eat this way for the rest of your life. You're not only doing this for weight loss, but for health as well. The oils satiate the body and help with other health issues, such as the, you know, as you said, type 2 diabetes and potentially Alzheimer's, ADD, a lot of other ailments. So this is more like a way of life, I would say, rather than just something to lose weight. However, that is attractive to a lot of people, including myself. Now, you mentioned something about the CLAs. What does that stand for?
Oh, the CLA. We were talking about conjugated linoleic acid.
Okay.
I believe. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you and I were chatting, yes. CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, is part of the phase 3 protocol to my program.
Okay.
And this is an element that you can take in pill form in this day and age. And what we have found with the CLA is that it has the ability to reduce the body's ability to store fat and promote the use of stored fat for energy. And the result, when that happens, is a decrease in body fat and a proportional increase in lean muscle mass. So CLA works, well, we postulate how it works. You know, the researchers in the University of Wisconsin are not completely sure, but what they think is that the CLA inhibits something called lipoprotein lipase, which is an enzyme. And this inhibition of this particular enzyme results in lessened fat deposition. So it also prompts the body to use stored fats as energy and builds and protects the body, because this particular critical fatty acid is being studied for its role in the immune system. And so that, to me, has been very interesting. It not only has the potential to decrease body fat, but also fights cancer in its role as an antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
So you take
one gram
capsules a day, and this is in phase three when you don't want to regain any of your weight back. This almost acts to prevent that seesawing, you know, yo-yo effect.
Is there a natural food source of CLA?
Well, it used to be when we fed our when we fed the cattle, it used to be cream and butter were the highest sources in the American diet when we used to feed the cattle all the grass years ago.
So if you can find a cream or a butter that's first of all raw from a grass-fed
animal,
organic animal, so then you'd be, you know, that is around. I know Organic Pastures does stuff like that, but so that's good to know. Okay, very good. And don't cook with it.
well, this comes in capsule form.
Okay, so do that instead.
Yes. Well, it's easier. It's the vegetarian form as well, but it's easier. It's very tough to find the right kind of cream and butter on the market, because it may be organic, but you don't know if it came from those grass-fed animals. So there's now a return to grass-fed all over the country, and it's gaining momentum, I'm happy to say.
But, okay, now if you could give us an example of a typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner that would work for would work in the fat flush plan.
Well, I would say that breakfast probably would be our smoothie, because that's so, you know, it's so easy
to digest.
It's a fast food way to, you know, and you take about 8 ounces maybe of that, 8 ounces of water, or on my program, 8 ounces of your cranberry water. Put in a cup of mixed berries and maybe a serving of whey protein powder, and then a tablespoon of flax oil. And you just mix it together. If it needs to be a little sweeter because the blueberries or strawberries or raspberries just didn't have enough, you know, natural sweetness, you could put a little bit of the stevia plus in to taste.
Okay.
And that probably would do it for your breakfast.
In terms of the cranberry and water, what are the parts on that? I just want to ask you.
Well, there's two ways of doing it. You've got your unsweetened cranberry juice from the reconstituted juice that you mix with water, or the concentrate, which has just the, you know, is the concentrate of berries that are cooked down. So there are two different ways that you need to look at that. But you make up your amounts for the entire day, and you just go on your merry way. You've got to get 64 ounces of water in, and you do that through the cran water.
Okay, so smoothie, cranberry water, berries, and flaxseed oil.
Yeah.
Was
and maybe a little
thing?
Bit, some more ice cubes for more frothiness.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you could do that for breakfast. And then lunch or dinner, oh, there's so many things you can do. I mean, if you're going to be making something from my cookbook, one of the best recipes to me is the hearty mushroom chili. I absolutely adore that. Instead of beans, you've got all these mushrooms and black olives, which are part of the program, and it's a lovely group of spices like fennel, cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, and fresh cilantro. I just adore that.
Sounds
good. That really works. Or there's a Rose's Fat Flush Soup that I personally also is one of my favorites, and that is kind of Fat Flush's, you know, answer to the cabbage soup diet.
Okay.
But it's so good, and it really works, and even for your family that may not be on Fat Flush. So
what's that entail?
Well, that's got some hopefully organic beef and some tomato sauce and tomato bits and some string beans and some lovely herbs and spices.
Okay.
And it just is terrific. And then for dinner, you might want some tangy chicken with tomatillos. It's kind of a nice way to enjoy our marvelously mashed cauliflower, which is our answer to mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay. I see.
So we've thought of everything.
Wow.
But the recipes really work. I mean, they're delicious. I have, let's see, so that could be either lunch or dinner. And mm-hmm. then there's some wonderful veggie recipes and interesting dressings, like there's a nutty avocado dressing for phase three. I love avocados.
Mm-hmm.
We've
mm-hmm.
got a lot of things with toasted pumpkin seeds, creamy lemon-lime dressing. There's a cilantro-lime vinaigrette, which you could have on all phases of the diet, and even some petite pizzas and quiches. And
those pizzas, they would work for kids?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good things that I think would work for kids. We've got stuffed tomatoes and stuffed avocados and some easily broiled fish. We've got fat-flush shepherd's pie, limey chicken, stuffed cabbage, some fragrant fat-flush meatballs. I think our snacks are very clever, and we have a whole listing of the things you can do between meals that are fat-flush friendly.
Wow.
So there's lots to be enjoyed, but the best part, of course, is the desserts, which I've entitled Nourishing Sweets and Indulgences.
Okay.
And I did that for the simple reason that these are good for you kinds of desserts. We find that when you use the fat flush sweetener, which is that stevia plus I've been mentioning.
Right.
When you have a dessert and you use fat flush, you use the stevia sweetener, rather, and you freeze the desserts, Lisa, they're sweeter.
Hmm. You're kidding.
And I took one of those desserts, and I have to tell you that was so interesting to me. I ate one of my own desserts, and I marched into the kitchen where the chef was making a special fat flush dinner for us. And I think it was one of the mousses, I think. Anyhow, I marched in there, and I said, "What kind of sugar did you use?" It was simply too good and too sweet. And he looked at me. He said, "Stevia Plus," because I thought it had, you know, the white stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
He said, he was the one that told me, he says, "Don't you know that when you," said to me,
freeze
"don't you know
it.
That when you, don't, when you freeze this stuff, it gets sweeter?" I said, "Thank you so much," as I sheepishly,
right,
you know, left the kitchen and went back to enjoy the remnants of my dessert. But these things are very user-friendly, and people won't feel like they're deprived. That, I think, is the good news.
What is Stevia Plus?
It's a combination of the ground-up stevia from the stevia leaves, as well as the plus part comes from a powdery substance that they get from chicory roots, which is a high source of a vegetable fiber known as inulin. And it really takes the edge off the aftertaste that so many people find objectionable to the regular stevia.
Right. Okay, and that is pretty sweet. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Well, there is so much information here, and you've done a great job. I know we have a lot to cover, and there's the book that is available, which is The Fat Flush Plan. It is a breakthrough weight loss system. It melts fat from hips, waists, and thighs in just 2 weeks and reshapes your body while detoxifying your system. So there is a lot here for health as well as weight loss and skin care and whatever else you're into. It sounds good. Good education here. Well, Anne Louise Gittleman, it's always such a joy to talk to you. You have so much enthusiasm about what you do, and you're definitely good at it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being such a wonderful interviewer.
Absolutely. Okay, so there's websites to give away here. There's fatflush.com.
Yes, and from fatflush.com, Lisa, I think everybody can get to the iVillage Interactive Messaging Board under the support system.
Okay.
And under resources, there's some other fatflush friendly resources. Our friends are listed there in terms of some of these other products that I've mentioned.
Okay. All right.
And there's some good articles, too, on essential fats that I think people will really enjoy.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure people are very interested in finding out more. So we will talk to you again soon. You take really good care.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
All right, Anne Louise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Anne Louise Gittleman, and The Fat Flush Plan is the name of her book. There's also a great cookbook called The Fat Flush Cookbook, and it's available in most bookstores. And that's it for me this afternoon. I want to thank everybody who helps with the Aware Show for all of your support and love. Toddie Blackstone, Deborah Peach, Tanya Jenkins, Gina Salvati, Steve Sharp, Jessica Leader, Greg Miller, and all the wonderful volunteers here at KPFK and the engineers. That is it for me today. While I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.